Treasury Star Parade. With Henry Hull, Igor Gorin, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and a special presentation, For the Record, by Neil Hopkins.
This is Henry Hull, ladies and gentlemen, in another of the new transcriptions brought to you by the Treasury Department. I wonder if there's any single individual in this country who hasn't heard the voice of Igor Gorin. If there is such a one, well, I'm sorry for him. Rich, warm, and full of heart, that's this young artist who was born in the Ukraine and who today prizes his American citizenship as his dearest possession. Now, I'm not going to ask Igor to sing anything in English today. I want you to hear him in some of his native songs. The first is a Ukrainian folk song, which he calls Viyut Vitri.
I dedicate my next song to a brave woman who had her baby on a life raft somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It is a Slavic cradle song. Ashunyo,
This is For the Record. From the files of the United States Navy. These are facts. From the lifeboat now tossing a little in the wash of the destroyer, a sailor climbs the cargo net, serving in place of a ladder. Not hand over hand, as they say in books, because his right arm holds a bundle, which he shoves at a startled petty officer as he reaches the destroyer's rail.
Take it, you dope. It's a baby.
That was Jesse Roper Mohorovicic, who was welcomed into this world by a torpedo made in Dusseldorf, Germany, whose manger was the sea-slopped bottom of an open boat, whose heralding angel was a plain city doctor from Brooklyn, New York, named Conley. He is the man who speaks to you now.
We were a day off the Atlantic coast, aboard a small passenger and cargo ship. We weren't surprised when the torpedo hit us, because our own Navy gun crew had already fired the first shot at the submarine's periscope. And 7 days before, we had only been a few hours at sea, the captain spoke to all of us in the dining salon.
I will appreciate your fullest cooperation for the sake of your own safety. It may seem strange that the closer we get to safety, the greater the danger from enemy submarines will become. But that's the way it is. Thank you, and good luck. Oh, Dr. Conley.
Hmm?
Just a minute, please.
Yes, Captain.
Now, if anything does happen, arrangements have been made so that you'll go in the same lifeboat with Mrs. Mohorovicic here. Unless the baby gets herself born first.
Now, that's fine. Fine.
How are you feeling, Mrs. Mohorovicic?
Oh, very good. Thank you, Captain.
You understand the arrangements?
I understand. Thank you.
Boat number five, full up. Lower away. Hey, hold it down there. Dr. Connolly, you're supposed to be in number five.
I know. I went back to my bag. I couldn't get to it.
Well, you think you can slide down the man rope? Number five's about halfway down.
I'll manage.
Okay, over you go then. Mm-hmm. Now, easy now, Doctor. You'll be needed in that boat.
Don't worry about me. You just...
You okay, Doc?
I didn't answer. I couldn't answer because of the pain.
Lower away, number five!
I figured that fall had cost me a broken rib. Turned out to be two. But as we pulled away from the ship, I found I could breathe again. And pain was forgotten when a white streak ripping across the bow of the lifeboat told us that a second torpedo had missed us by only a few feet. But it didn't miss the real target, the good ship we had just left. I made my way aft to my patient. And maybe if I were a writer, I'd write that a new life was born at exactly the same moment that death, in the shape of a torpedo, left the belly of that submarine. Only it didn't happen exactly that way.
Doctor. Doctor. Please.
It was starting. And we had been adrift 3 hours.
Doctor. Dr. Conley, I am so much trouble at such bad time for everybody.
Trouble? She was no trouble. The 19 others in that lifeboat felt the humble courage of Mrs. Mohorovicic. And they responded at a time when it might well have been every man for himself. Those who bailed worked like madmen at the impossible task of keeping the lifeboat empty of seawater. The other two women gave clothing to help keep my patient warm. For privacy, seamen rigged a canvas wall across the boat. So, 6 hours later, Mrs. Mohorovicic's baby was born. Still, it was a long time before the destroyer found us. And I had time to think. Death, through science, had won the cards that day. Or had it? There was the submarine, created by man. There was the torpedo, created by man. And yet, there in the face of it all, in spite of death and science and man, there was a baby, created by God. There was life. The man who aimed those torpedoes aimed to kill without regard for anything but death and destruction. But you heard what happened. 40 hours later, out of a lifeboat, symbol of death and destruction, a sailor climbed a cargo net to the deck of a rescue ship. He shoved a tiny bundle at the startled man who stood there and said,
"Take it, you dope. It's a baby."
I hope I won't be accused of irreverence or sacrilege. But I can't help wondering sometimes. I can't help wondering if God ever laughs.
In this true story, Dr. Conley was impersonated.
Life. Precious life. A free life. What does the future hold for this child which is in our keeping? Will it be a free life, blessed with the happiness and abundance which is America? This was our heritage, and this must be the heritage of those who come after us, our children and their children after them. Fight, work, and save, and buy United States war bonds and stamps. War bonds and stamps pay you rich dividends, not only in money, but in what is infinitely more important, in the security and freedom of your loved ones, your home, your friends, your civil rights. And never forget, this is your country. Keep it yours.
The United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this performance. Mr. Henry Hall, Igor Gorin, Raymond Johnson, Neil Hopkins, and this station for its facilities. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman. Writing by Malcolm Meacham and Violet Atkins. Production by William A. Bacher. This is Larry Elliott speaking.